right, continuing in Tefillas Kelim. There's a lot in Tefillas Kelim. We're going to spend some time on it. So today we're going to discuss storage Kelim and very large Kelim, you know, and those that are Mechubar Lekarka as well. And we'll also get into Kelim that are made of multiple parts of plastic and metal. And, you know, in as with everything, we'll try to get to some of the practical Shalat Halacha L'maisa. And Be'ez Hashem will discuss a little bit about the bracha on Tevilas Kelim as well. So the poskim discuss an issue that comes up when it comes to very large Kelim. Now, you might think, what do you mean? How large could a kli be where it's going to be an issue to tova the kli? But in industrial kitchens, this is really an issue. Meaning sometimes they have certain kelim that are so humongous that to bring it to a mikveh would be an entire whole asek. So the poskim discussed already a long time ago. If you have a, was that the computer talking? Yeah. If you, it's starting to work or. Okay, whatever. All right, if you have a barrel of wine or like this huge industrial mixer or something like that, and it's not going to fit into a mikveh. So the Shev Yaakov explains that Kivu da hatur kasav she'im lahachmir b'tvila zu yosef mitvila mituma v'hasim l'chubarein mekabel tuma. So he says the Torah has a klal that we're not going to be more machmir on tvilas kelim than we will be on tvila mituma. So anytime you have something that could not be mekabel tuma in the first place, memeil it's not going to be chayiv in tefillas kelim. Remember that was in the first year we discussed what the connection is necessarily, if there is a connection necessarily between kabbalas tuma and requirement for tevila. Umashma tefilo yikli kodem chiburo im techabru acher kach nespatu makarka v'tahora. So if you're able to take a kli and make it mechubal lekarka, mele, even if it was a kli beforehand, it's no longer mekabel tuma. If it's no longer mekabel tuma, it's no longer going to require tevila. So by tuma and tara, a kli that's mechubal lekarka can become tame, so it's not required tevila, and that's why you're going to be pater. So if the kli is actually connected to the ground, that's wonderful. That solves the problem with an industrial mixer. If that industrial mixer is bolted to the ground, it would not require tvila. There is a famous tshuva, the Chalkas Yaakov, we referred to earlier, in Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Chavvav. I think they redid the Chalkas Yaakov and the Simanim got mixed around. I don't know which Maramakam I'm quoting, whether it's from the earlier editions or the later editions, but the Chalkas Yaakov relies on this comment of the Shav Yaakov to hold that all electrical appliances do not require tevila, because they're all mechubar lekarka. Because since they only work when you plug it in, so it only works when it's mechubar lekarka. So mil, it's not going to require tevila. In fact, I don't think that's widely accepted. I mean, I don't think that's the heter that poskim use when it comes to electrical appliances. Although we'll discuss that in greater detail at some point. But Rabbi Shmuel Marcus told me that his grandfather, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, passed in that way as well. In fact, he was unaware that it was a Chalkas Yaakov. He said that was his grandfather's Shita, that was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's Shita, that it's considered Mechubal Lekarka if it only works when it's plugged in. Now, one has to be cautious with this heter, because L'chora, it's only true of a Kli that's useless when it's not plugged in. Meaning there are electrical appliances that are useful even when they're not plugged in, but they're more useful when they're plugged in. For example, a sandwich maker is useless when it's not plugged in. It is a lousy place to keep bread. You would never store bread there. It would become stale and it would become gross. But a hot water urn is somewhat useful, even if it's not plugged in. If you just need access to water, people have pitchers of water all the time just to hold water, because water needs to be put in a kli in order to be held somewhere. So a hot water urn does have a use, even if it's not plugged in. So it's not so clear that this heter of mechubar lekarka is going to work. I mean, it really depends how you understand the heter. If the heter is that it's only a kli when it's mechubar lekarka, so then it's not mekabel tuma whenever it takes on the status of a kli, then it's not going to work without water urn. However, if you understand the heter to be that even if it was a kli beforehand, but just by virtue of the fact that it's becoming mechubar lekarka means that it's right now it's ain't a mekabel tuma, so then it would be enough to plug it in. I don't know, would you have to plug it in and then add the water? Is it called that you're using a kli that meaning you'd have a hot water urn that's not yet plugged in, it's not yet mechubel lekarka, but it is a kli because it's just a big bucket that holds water and has a spout and everything. So it is a kli. So I don't know if you'd be allowed to add the water until you make it mechubel lekarka if you're going to rely on that heter. But that's the big discussion about mechubel lekarka. But the Pesachei Teshuvah discusses, what if you have a large kli, which is humongous, but it's not mechubel lekarka. And sometimes this comes up as well in industrial settings. So if you look at the Pesachei Teshuvah and Sivkat and Aleph, at the very beginning of the Sivan, Pesachei Teshuvah writes, Kasav b'sefer chachmas adam, klal ayin gimel din yud gimel, hayoros hagedolos, shemivashlim bal sheichar, these large vats that they cook beer in, nearly the tzrichim tevila, they require tevila. And even though you're mechaber to the karka, it still has a din of a kli. He says, the only eitz I can come up with is either actually tovel them or break them in a way where then you'll have a Jewish person fix them so that the kli is made by a Jew. Says, but if these large kalim handle something that's inedible, meaning they come into contact with that which is inedible, so it could be that we're so make on that since the last thing you came into contact with, the only thing, the only food that it comes into contact with is not edible, even when the kli is done with it, so we're so make on that. But says, wait a second, we already discussed it. That was yesterday's year. Sorry, little garam, misakin shel shchita. Come on, sif, hey! Do you need to tovel the sakin shel shchita? Well, if you're Sephardi, you don't. But if you're Ashkenazi, you do. So why should this be any different than the sakin shel shchita, which requires tevila without a bracha? After all, kivin shroi lishtamish bo machal acher, you could use it for other types of food, for something that is usable. So if that's the case, then according to the Ramah, by the Sakan, the Ramah would require tevila without a bracha. But again, that's also talking about when it's still, meaning, so what's Pesachei Teshuvah doing? He's saying that he doesn't buy the kula of mechubel lekarka. He doesn't even quote it, meaning he says, even when you are mechubel lekarka, it's still going to be a problem, right? Even though you are mechubel to the karka afterwards. So he's not into the idea that being mechubel lekarka is enough. But to put it together with the idea that that it's something that's inedible, that it handles food that's inedible, food that's not yet food, maybe between those two things you have enough to be makel with. Doesn't sound like he's even saying it that these are two sniffim. Sounds like he's saying that they're just somich purely on the sakin shel shchita, but on the fact that it comes into contact with something inedible, but then he has a problem with that because sakin shel shchita requires tevila without a bracha. So maybe the way to touch it up is that it's a tziruf hashitos, that you have aleph, that it's mechubel lekarka, so maybe mechubel lekarka does not require tevila, and even if you hold it does, so the shitas hamechaber beisakin shel shchita is that it does not require tevila. So between those two possibilities, maybe you could put them together and say that if you have these large industrial kalim that handle food that's not yet edible, maybe they won't require tevila. But what about that which is not connected to the ground? So here there's another machlokas, whether kalim that are used for storage require tevila. Sometimes these large kalim are storage kalim. So why would storage kalim be any different? So the question is really about the geder klei su'uda. Is klei su'uda something, does klei su'uda include
the chokhmah sodom and the pesach which was quoting?
Yeah.
Now, do we pass them like that halacha for
meisa? Which part of it? That it needs tevila if it's a large pot?
Yeah.
Why not?
It just seems like that should be against what Rebbe quoted from Rav Asher Weiss a few shiurim ago. Like, he says, like, the only solution is to make it not a kli by breaking it and then turn it into a kli again. According to Rav Asher Weiss, if it's impossible to double this kli, so
on the Shachman of Patrick,
so then you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a good question. I got to find the truth from Rav Asher and see if he discusses it. That's a good question. Yeah, Chachmas Adam seems against that svara that we said, that on Shachman Apache would apply to Tfilas Kelim because it's a mitzvah and not a matir. What do you mean? Over here, well, you have to break it? Why do you have to break it? Just say it's a mitzvah, not a matir, and not a Shachman Apache.
Well, he also says that they do have to double it.
Meaning, okay, meaning since he gives the possibility of toveling it, so it's obviously not an onus gomer. Meaning, obviously, you have that chance. It's just that if you'd rather not, then whereas an electrical appliance, you don't have that you don't have the opportunity to do it. Okay, maybe that's the answer. Maybe. Now, when it's not connected to the ground, we have a machlokas that starts with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the first Rabbi Akiva Eiger, second Rabbi Akiva Eiger, third Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Simon, on V'chei Noagin, right? On the words of V'chei Noagin. This is going on Sif Aleph in the Ramah, where Kelim HaMetzupim with metal, even Bifnim, you're Tovel Tara Bracha, the Ramah says V'chei Noagin. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, B'chnes HaGdola, B'agos, B'chnes Yuches, Kasad, V'yesh Lachkor, Hani Chobios Didon Shal Cheres Gedolos, HaMetzupos Be'ever, Shemsim Vem Yayin Be'ezem Mikve Yatbil. What mikvah are you going to be able to put these gigantic klicheres that have metal lining on the inside? What mikvah can you fit them in? Devadai lo yechilu samei mikvah mitoch kadusa. They're gigantic. You would never fit them in a mikvah. Umetzasi b'shul k'sav yada achacham ha'arize eviz atzal de'ein takana ki'im al yidei ha'arama l'sitam la'ovid kochavim b'matana v'lachzul la'shilu mimenu. You give them to an Ovid Kochavim as a matana, and then you borrow from the Ovid Kochavim, he says. Because of love, Hachacham Mahari Milirazal, Delo Nira, De Ein Tzarech Tvila, De Dafka Kleish, Suda Bay Tvila, Vele Kochavim, Sein Rakadei Lahachnus, Vem Yayin Lekiyum. These aren't Kleish Suda, they're storage kelim. You're just keeping the wine in there because you have to keep them somewhere. Vihiski Mimo Rabo, and his Rabbi agreed that that's the correct pshat. But Isavahatar says it does require tvila when you have these large kelim that are for storage. Says maybe it's Tziruf Hashitus that you can rely on. That he says it could be that the Yisrael Vahetu says that you do require Tvila on these Kalim is some about Klimatchos, which are definitely Chayiv in Tvila. If you have a Klimateches, it's Vade Chayiv in Tvila. But maybe it's a Tziruf that if you have a Kli that's really a Kli Charis, it's just lined with Mateches. So that itself is a Machlokas. And it's for storage, so that also is debatable whether storage kelim should require tvila. So between the two of them, you could be mekel and not require tvila. But if you were to have a storage kli that's totally metal or glass or whatever, then l'chora it would require tvila. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. So he quotes the machlokas about a barrel of wine coated with lead. Some say it does not require tvila because it's only used for storage and it's not a kli suda. Whereas others say that the barrel does require tvila. And he paskins that if the barrels are metal or completely covered in metal, then you should tovel them. There are circumstances, though, where even Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say that l'chari you don't have to tovel them. Rav Zilberstein in Chashuk Echemed on Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hei suggests that a designated koshel Eliyahu might have the status of a storage kli and require tevila even though you never drink from it. What? Well, What would you say? Koshel Eliyahu is one of these giant kosos, right? No one ever drinks from it. Tevila or no tevila? Depends how Hasidic you are, right? How much you believe Eliyahu is actually coming and drinking from it, right? That's a measure of your. I just heard someone told me a meister, the Rav Aaron Cutler, when he was brought his, I think it was his son-in-law. No, he brought. A grandson. He brought a grandson to the Satmar Rebbe, to the Satmar Rebbe Zichron Levracha, and the Satmar Rebbe offered the grandchild some like a fruit or something to eat. And by Hasidim, you always, you know, it's Shirayim from the Rebbe, you take it. By Litvats, it's, you know, you try to be polite and you say no thank you. So the kid said no thank you. So the Satmar Rebbe said, this boy is never going to be a Hasid. And Rav Aaron Cutler turns to his grandson and says, if a tzaddik gives you a bracha, you answer amen. So, what would you tie the kosher lel yo? What?
It's a kli suda.
Why is it a kli suda?
Because it's generally, meaning it's a cup.
It's a cup, meaning it's a shtamshus, may not be a kli suda, but it's mahus is a kli suda. Okay? The other argument is that it's never meant to be used. It's never meant to be drunk from. So maybe it's not a kli suda at all if it's not meant to be for someone to drink from. So Rav Zilberstein thinks the second way, that it's meant as a storage kli. But according to Rabbi Eger, if you have a storage kli that's metal, then it does require tvila. If it's only covered with metal on the inside, so since that's a machlokas rishonim, then it would not require tvila. But Rabbi Kiveger might agree that if the metal barrels are storing food that's not ready to eat, then maybe you don't need to tovel them. Meaning, take the Pesach Teshuvah we said before, we quoted before, right? Pesach Teshuvah was willing to discuss the Sakan Shel Shechita. So he didn't like it because Sakan Shel Shechita were required to be there. But maybe now we have what to be mitzarev. Meaning, Pesach Teshuvah didn't like the Mechubel Karka Hetter. But maybe there's such a thing as storage kli hetter. And even if you don't like it, even if it's subject to machlokas, but it's a legitimate machlokas. So take the storage kli machlokas, put that together with the machlokas about Sakan Shel Shechita, and you could have a kli that's a storage kli for things that are inedible, and then maybe it doesn't require tevila at all. Maybe even Rav Kiveger would say it doesn't require tevila in such case. What's an example of that? Very practical example of that. What do you store and you keep in kalim in your kitchen, and the that which you're storing is inedible?
Flour.
Right? If my wife just went yesterday to Costco and got new bins for the sugar and the confectionery sugar and the flour and everything. So sugar is edible. Confectionery sugar, I imagine, is edible also. It's definitely edible. Right? But flour is inedible. So it happens to be the kalim she got are plastic, right? So it's not chayim tevila anyway. But if it were glass or metal containers that you use for these things, so if it's inedible, l'chora, even Rabbi Kiveger would say that it would be, you have what to be mitzareif to say that it's pata from tevila.
Really?
Yeah.
What exactly is our rationale to use the shita samach, meaning for an Ashkenazi to use the shita samachar, is it serif?
No, because if the Rama was also mesupak, right? That's why the Rama says tevila below bracha.
So, but he doesn't suggest no tevila.
Right, meaning because it's machlokas rishonim. So what do you do when it's machlokas rishonim and you don't want to be machriya? Tvila b'la bracha. So he's gori said it's machlokas. Okay. Going back to the refrigerator, right? Let's say you have a metal drawer in your fridge that's used to store vegetables. So according to Ricky Vager, it should require tvila with a bracha, because it's storing ready-to-eat food. And you could argue tefila without a bracha if you hold that storage utensils are not required tefila. In the Sefer Ol Yaakov, he quotes that Nevinsel says that, yeah, it requires tefila, that you need to be tovel with. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, in Mechus Shlomo Chelet Beisim and Samach Vav Oscheh, says that a refrigerator does not require tevila because it's kliya omid l'nachas, it's never moved, and the shelves and the drawers are batel to the kli. So even though they're removable, but they're meant to be used only. I mean, what happens if the fridge breaks? Do you say, oh, let's save those drawers at least? Those are good drawers. No, you would never say that. You throw it out with the rest of the fridge. It has no use to you other than as part of the fridge. So it becomes batel to that. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman thinks no part of the refrigerator should require tefila. So Rabbi Kiveger has this machlokas. Kalim that are used for storage, whether they require tefila or not. He paskins if a storage kli is made from metal, then yes. If it's covered on the inside with metal, meaning you have another tziruf, then it does not require tefila. And we suggested another tziruf might, a more common second tziruf, might not be about the inside being covered with metal, it might be about something that's holding food that's not ready to eat. So what do you do if the kli is just taka too big It's not going to fit in the mikveh. You can't transport it to the ocean. So there is an Aruch HaShulchan, where the Aruch HaShulchan writes, U'mikol makom yesh lomar. D'mikol makom, einam b'chlal klesuda. The klesuda l'mikrei l'kleshim etalfon osam makom l'makom. Definition, part of the definition of klesuda, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is that you bring it to the table. Is that you move it from one place to the next. Odev shalomar, d'kol klishi g'dola yosem idan. V'yasuya shem meni yishbuchu l'kelim ketanim. If a kli is too large to use on a day-to-day basis, and it's meant to only pour out from there into smaller kelim that you will then use, then the large kli is not a klei suda. V'hi klei otsar v'lo klei suuda. He coins a term, right? It's called the klei otsar, it's not called the klei suuda. V'lochein lo ra'inu me'olam she'apilu chavios gadol shalmavchos ha'otsar mehem mayim o'sharim mashkin. We always had these gigantic kelim that stored things for long-term storage, and they were made out of metal, and no one ever told them. Since it's so big, it's not called the klei suda. It's a latanur, ubebayis hamavashos ubeshulchan haachila below hakelim agdolim shalom yuchal makom bifnei atzmav. He says not what you keep in storage, what you keep in your kitchen, what you keep by the table, that's a klei suda. Only one that can move from one place to another. If it's so large that you don't move it, it doesn't require tefillah, even if there's ready-made food in the kli. So you have that additional tzad lahakel, the Aruch HaShulchan, that some rely on that. If, forget about the flour bin. If you have something that's in, it's in storage, and you only take some of the contents of the kli out at a time from storage, then it's not going to require tevila. Good. So that's all. That's the first discussion for today. Is about storage kelim and large kelim, oversized kelim that are mechubel karka. What about kelim that are made from different components? So in Sif Aleph, we saw Shulchan Aruch holds that any kli whose inside is made from metal is chayiv in tefillah with a bracha, and the Rama said tefillah without a bracha. Right? Sif Aleph is about a metal covering or coating for a kli. But what about a case where you have a kli built from pieces that are either eitz or cheres, and it's held together by metal pieces, and without those metal pieces, the kli is not gonna stand. You have sometimes, let's say, a coffee machine, right, that's made purely out of plastic. The whole thing is plastic. Yeah, there's a coil somewhere inside in the base of stardom that's metal. But is it all made out of plastic? If you look really closely, there are screws that hold the whole thing together. Right? If you were to unscrew it, the machine might fall apart. So that l'chora is a kli cheres that's held together, that has a maimid of metal. Now, if you actually try to take such a thing apart, sometimes you'll find that if you unscrew it, everything will stay the same. If you unscrew it and then throw it, it will fall apart.
What about the thing that pierces the K-tops?
Yeah, so, okay, I think I have that in my notes to talk about later, but just to mention it quickly, I think that's a can opener. Meaning, I think that's putter anyway. Because its function is to be a can opener. But it comes in contact with the food, meaning because it may hit some of the coffee grinds and the water, when the water goes through, it's in the way, but it's not functioning to help. I mean, its only function is to open a plastic packaging. So I would think that would have a din of a can opener, and that would not be enough to be mechayev and tevila.
Either way, is it in the preparatory stage? Would it not matter?
No, it's not appropriate. What do you mean?
The coffee's not edible at that stage anymore.
Yeah, but the water is edible, and the water is going right through it.
The thing that punctures it goes through?
Yeah, the water, because the water's got to go through the pot, right?
It touches that thing also edible.
Yeah, it must. I mean,
right?
They should make like a clear plastic here so you can actually see what's going on. That's brilliant. That's a good idea, right? Okay, I'll sell it. Okay. Get me on Shark Tank. They must have one, right? They have one? Okay, someone do the research. Okay, gotta tell my kids for Father's Day. All right, so where were we? So what were we saying? So they have maimed, right? What if you have a wooden or cheres kli, but you have a metal maimed? So do we look at the maimed, the metal that's holding it together, and bechayv and tefillah? Do you say, no, since it comes in contact with food, the part that comes in contact with food is wood or cheres or whatever, or plastic, so you don't need to tovel the kli. So Beis Yosef quotes Machlokes Rishon about this. He quotes Shita Samorcha and Shita Satosvos that you don't need to tovel the dish because the food is only touching the cheres slash wood slash plastic. But he quotes from Rutenberg that you tovel it with a bracha. Because you look at the maimon, and if the maimon is metal, then the kli is a metal kli. So Beis Yosef says the same is true if it was flipped, right? If the case was flipped, the kli is made out of metal, but the metal pieces are only held together by plastic, or they're only held together by wood, or they're only held together by cheres. So according to Ram Rutenberg, you always follow the maimon, so you wouldn't need to tovel it, even though there's a metal part that's actually coming in contact with the food, but the maimon is the definition of the kli. You could have argued one or the other would be enough, right? But Beis Yosef says explicitly that Maram Rutenberg would say in the flipped case, that meaning that he holds in principle, the maimed is what defines the kli. Whereas according to the Mordechai and Tosos, you would need a tefillah with a bracha if the metal part is the part that comes in contact with the food. So how do we pass this? So Beis Yosef concludes that in both cases, tovel without a bracha. Safek had to pass this. So if you take a look in Sivvav, so the Shulchan Aruch again, Sivvav, says Shulchan Aruch, Kli Eitz Sheyesh Lo Chashukim Shel Barzel Mibachutz Shema Midmoso. You have your picture of those old wooden barrels with metal rings around it. So it holds the barrel together as the metal rings around it. Eino Tovel Tevila. It does not require Tevila at all. Says the Shach, Siv Katan Yud Beis, Tzor Chiyud. The Beis Yosef pasak hilchsa diyesh lo tovel below bracha. What happened to Machlokas Tosfos and Mar Mutenberg? And we're mesupik and we say tefillah without a bracha. The mesapklan yazin basar maimid alone viyodake Moshe b'maskenaso. The chenkas b'savuk l'tefillah shomar real diyesh lo tovel below bracha. In case we is ra'eter diyesh lo tovel below bracha umkelim achir. I don't know. He doesn't answer. Right? Shlach said, I don't know what's going on over here. In Beis Yosef he says one thing, Shulchan Aruch is supposed to be a kitzur of the Beis Yosef, and he says that it doesn't require tefillah at all. Sounds like the Shach is saying that he disagrees with what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that he's paskening tovel without a bracha, not that it doesn't require tefillah. So the coffee machine that's held together by metal screws, whereas the mechaber would say it doesn't require tefillah at all, l'chora the shach would say tefillah without a bracha if it's taka maimed. Again, you got to try, see what happens when you unscrew it, see if it actually falls apart. Sometimes they're made, usually I think they're made in such a way where the pieces fit so perfectly together that it's just like extra security. The screws are just make it extra secure in case you move it around too much. But as it is, if you just leave it and just use it normally, it may be able to, maybe that is not a magnet. In Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch Paskins the opposite. Right? Kos Shel Kesef Mechuber B'Kli Eitz. If you have a Kos Shel Kesef that's Mechuber B'Kli Eitz, so it's really Kesef and the Maimed is Eitz, Tzarech Tevila. Then you do need Tevila. Comes along the Shach, Siv Kata, and Yud Gimel. Mashma, the Tzarech Bracha. Sounds like 100% needs tefillah with a bracha. If you have the Beis Yosef pasuk kosher kasam amidah shaleitz yesh l'tovel below bracha. I thought the Beis Yosef says, I mean the same kasha he asked previously. On the previous, if he asks over here, in both cases the Beis Yosef said tefillah without a bracha, and over here he goes to both extremes that he seems to paskin directly. That it all depends on what touches the food. Like the Shita Satosos. So over here he has an answer though. Yesh lo mar dahasa milava eitz lo yakos mesukim klal ve'eitz huma amida. Avalachum arish hakos hu kilchas o rakshu mechubar b'kli eitz. So he has an answer. He says that the Beis Yosef was referring to a case where if the wooden blocks were not there, the cup would fall apart. So you need to double it just without a bracha. But over here, Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where the metal cup would be able to stand without any wooden pieces, and therefore tefillah with a bracha. Because the wooden pieces don't do anything. It's in essence a metal kli, and the wooden pieces don't really contribute anything. So it's fascinating. They didn't give any answers to the previous Sivkatan, but he does give an answer over here. If you look in Gras, Sivkatan Yitzayin, he disagrees with the Shach. right? Gras of Kotn Yud Zayin. V'chazar kan u'besivav mimasha pasuk v'beis Yosef v'achar shitas ha-tosos. Says the Gra, I read it straight. He passes like Tosos in the Shulchan Aruch. Why in Beis Yosef did he think that it was a Suffolk and maybe Maram Rutenberg and therefore everything's tefillah that Rach? I don't know, but over here he passes like Tosos. That's how the Gra seems to understand. So practically speaking, this comes up all the time. You have a blender that has metal blades. Those metal blades are useless unless they're connected to the blender. And the piece that it's connected to is always a plastic piece. So you have a plastic minded on a metal kli that touches the food. So according to the Shach, if the metal blades would be useless without the plastic, it's totally in this suffix. And the Shach passes like what it says in Beis Yosef, so tevila without a bracha. According to the Mechaber, the way the Gra understands the Mechaber, tefillah with a bracha on those blades. And what about according to the way the Shach understands the Mechaber? Right, what did the Shach say? That if it's a metal kli that can stand alone without the connection, tefillah without a bracha. Tevila with a bracha. If it couldn't stand alone without, then it's tevila without a bracha. So the way the Shach understands the Mechaber would be tevila without a bracha, because they get these metal blades are useless without it. So you always have to, meaning when you're talking about on either side of these things, you have to say there are three shitos here. There's the Beis Yosef, there's the Shach's understanding of the Mechaber. I mean, the Beis Yosef is what the Shach actually passes like. But then there's the Shach's understanding of what the Mechaber is saying. And then you have the Gra's understanding of what the Mechaber is saying, which is another way of saying Shitas HaTosos. Right? So let's go through it again. You have a wooden kli with a metal mitre. Let's go Sivav, right? Wooden kli, metal mitre. Or plastic kli with a metal mitre. The coffee machine that has the metal screws that hold it together. So it's a plastic kli with a metal mitre. According to the Beis Yosef, tevila without a bracha. That all these cases are going to be tevila without a bracha. That's how the Shach would paskin too. According to the Shach's understanding of the Mechaber, no tevila. He doesn't know why. The Shach says, I don't get why he changed his mind or why he's saying differently, whatever, but no tevila. That's what he seems to be saying. According to the Gra's understanding of the Mechaber, also no tevila, because the Mechaber paskins like Tosfos, straight.
Is it
I think that's the Shach's way of telling you how he paskins. Meaning, as an Ashkenazi Jew, we should paskin against this Mechaber. It is the Ashkenazi tradition. And in the reverse case, metal kli, wooden maimid, so Beis Yosef, tevila without a bracha. Right? And that's how the Shach would paskin. No, tevila without a bracha. Right? Beis Yosef, tevila without a bracha. The Shach's understanding of the Mechaber depends. If the kli can stand without the wood, then tevila with a bracha. If the kli can only stand because of the wood, tevila without a bracha. And according to the Gra's understanding of the Mechaber, tevila with a bracha. Because that's Tosos and it's a metal kli. Right? So those are the three shitas. Now, Lamaisa, you know where this comes up? You ever have like these hot water thermoses, you know, these coffee thermoses that people have. The water things are usually just plastic, but if you have a coffee thermos, so very often it's made where the inside is from metal or glass and the outside is plastic. So the outside shouldn't conduct the heat, but the heat should be contained on the inside. So, tevila or no tevila?
Yes.
Right? So, according to the simple reading of the Mechaber and the Gra's understanding, tevila with a bracha, because the metal is coming in contact with the food, right? The Shach's explanation of the Shulchan Aruch, it depends. If you were to remove the plastic outside, would the metal inside be able to stand on its own? I mean, sometimes they're shaped in such a way where the insert doesn't have a flat bottom. So if you were to take off the plastic outside, it would just tip over. It wouldn't be able to stand. It wouldn't be able to really function properly.
If it could stand on its own, but nobody would use it in that form, is that still...
Yeah, because, I mean, it could be used in that form. It's just no one would. It conducts heat.
It seemed to be so hot, nobody's going to touch it.
Yeah, you could use it for cold drinks. So if it can't stand on its own, and it's only due to the plastic that it can stand, then according to the Shach's understanding, you need tefillah without a bracha. And that's how I saw some of the Achron HaPasim. The Avnei Yashvei V'chelik Aleph Sim Kuf Mem Ches writes, Bakbuk Turmus, Shalulei Abbasis, Ein Afsharis Klal Lishtamish Bakbuk HaZuchuchis, Shayin Lo Heichel Amod, Im Kein Yishlamer Dedami Lahay Din Shamrin, Shetovim Bli Bracha. So what do you do when you're not sure whether you should say a bracha or not? So we always do the same trick, right? What do? Get another kli that does require a bracha and say a bracha on that, and you bring it to the mikveh at the same time. If you have one, if you have another kli that requires a bracha. Yeah.
In that case where you do that, you make the bracha in the plural or in the...
Oh, so we'll get to that. That's a good discussion. Before we get to that, once we're in Siv Zayin, we have to get back to Siv Gimel, we sort of jumped. Once we're in Siv Zayin, the Ramah concludes, the Chayin, and this is a very Nogei Lamaisa Shaila, big OU documents on this, the Chayin Rechayim Shal Pilpulin Shabatocha Eitz Yesh Barzel Kavua Shetochanan Bo Tzorach Tvila. If you have a grinder that has metal blades, even though it's a wood body, it requires Tvila. If the barzel is just, you know, decorative or whatever, it's not really, doesn't really help the kli function, it doesn't require tevila. Aval kli amasukan bi yasedos shel barzel, ubelo yasedos lo yashel shamish bo, veimi bifnim tzarech tevila. But if there are barzel nails or screws that hold it together, it requires tefillah. So the kli that has a metal part, and the metal part comes in contact with the food, and the kli would lose its functionality without that metal part, the kli requires tefillah with a bracha. So if something crushes spices, and the grinder of the spices is made from wood, but its tip has a metal piece, it's tefillah with a bracha. So the OU had the following shayla. There was a company that wanted to sell pre-filled salt and spice shakers. They were already set up with, they're already filled with salt and spices. And the problem is, they're made out of glass, so you're going to be using them before you ever have a chance to tovel them. Right? So that was initially how the document started. So Shachta said they shouldn't give the OU Ashkacha, because it will give the impression that you can use it multiple times without tefillah, because no one's going to think, oh, I'm allowed to use it the first time, and then before I refill it, you know, I have to tovel it, because it's clearly meant to be used multiple times. And Rav Shachter pointed out, afilu l'das hagramaf zal, even according to Rav Moshe, shekli sherakasi l'shtamish po pamachas in tzorach tevila, that a chad pamikli doesn't require tevila, dein dino kikli yela kikli polo ochel, it's like a shell of the food, there was a pumpkin that falls apart. This is a glass kli. It's meant to be reused over and over again. Ramesh would also say it requires tefillah. They're gonna be makel. People are gonna think it doesn't require tefillah. And then he says, "V'afim kala kli salt shaker shell plastic who, even if all kli is made out of plastic, hashakfiya makubalei tzal rova poskameinu tan tefillah chutz me'akisui." And where we pass and plastic does not require tefillah, but sometimes you have a plastic salt shaker, but the top of the salt shaker with the piece with the holes in it is made out of metal. Shushal Matechas. Inami, and this is where it gets interesting. Bikliya miyuchad l'tchina, grinder. Shekulan plastic, chutz me'achelek shetochein, where only the grinding implement is metal. Ayin ramay yordesim chuvchav siv zayin, sharechayim shal pilpul and shal eitz, sheyesh betochein, it's barzel kavua shetochein, it's exactly the Ramah. Shrichum Tvila Losa Barzel. Dareza Kishne Kalim Nifradim. It requires Tvila because it's like two separate Kalim. As the Shach points out in Sivkat Nya Dalit, right? Atachna Namakabal Tavla Nain Tzorak Tvila, Kikos Vizigatim. Because that's made out of kuluot, but the part that actually grinds, which is made out of metal, is a separate kli, requires tefila. Hakli atochin hu abarzel b'tom tefila. Ayin gemar beitza sof perik sheni. He said, "B'chein b'kli asui lahachzik hamelech a salt shaker shatachton u kli mekabel v'imu shal plastic ein otom tefila achin akisui shal mataches hu kli b'fnei atzmo." So Shefa thinks that the covering, the metal covering that has the little holes in it that allows the salt through, has a din of its own kli. And you use it in order to control the flow of salt out of the plastic kli. But since the kli that's used to control the flow of salt is made out of metal, tolen tvila requires tvila. And then they got back to the poskim in the OU and they said, "Oh, we made a mistake. The shaila was not a case where the grinding implement was metal. The grinding implement is plastic also." And they showed that to Rabbi Belsky, that the grinder is made of plastic, but there's a metal bar that runs through the center of the kli. Right, you've seen it? It's like a metal bar that holds the whole thing together. So, and without that, the kli won't function. So Rabbi Belsky said the chora, it needs tevila. So Rabelsky wrote a tshuva that if you have a kli full of like pepper that's unground, and there's a plastic grinder, but there's a kanah emtsai sha'alav mistove verechayim, and that's made out of mateches, and without that the kli won't work. L'chorim yidibrei haramas if zayin near the tzarech litbol. You should have to tell them. For koshkin hachash, ayaseg o ha-kana, ha-nal, it's starting to lose the tchinosh, ha-derechayim. Especially since the metal is going to actually help it grind. But then Rabelsky suggested the following possibility. V'ulay yesh sad kula, ki ata ba'al lanu ha-yadiyah, sha-kana ha-nal hu mei aluminum. Ooh. So what? It's made out of aluminum? So you have another sniff. Maybe aluminum doesn't require tefila, it's not a real matachas. And he says, "Das Rabbeinu Chaim Alev Mibriskaisa, that aluminum is a din of afar and not matachas." I don't know. Did you see that quote anywhere? Rabbi Chaim Salvechik called aluminum as a din of dirt. Okay. I mean, I guess ignore the fact that it's a metal. If the Torah doesn't call it a metal, it's not a metal, right? Halacha defines reality. Reality doesn't define halacha. So okay. We normally do consider it to be metal, but Sveika the Maimid, shiny. Since you have the subject that maybe your Maimid is not going to, right? You have Machlokas Tos Marmberg anyway. So maybe your Maimid doesn't define the Kli anyway. And even if a Maimid does define the Kli, maybe this Maimid, since it's only aluminum. So near it, Harosalak, Yeshal Milusmoch, Ben Mahachmir Larabin. However, then Rabelsky pulls back a little bit and says, "Avalite in the Kliza Hechsher Kasha." But it doesn't mean we should give it a Hechsher. Meaning, to rely on my Shtikl Teira, the Vitzir Fashitas, I don't want to give a Hechsher to them. And they showed that to Rav Shechter, and he wrote, "Kei Nira Nachon, Kemaskanus Rabelsky, Sheina Nachon Litin Hechsher Al Shekasat." He ignores the whole argument. That's his way of saying, I don't agree with any part of it, but I agree with what he says at the end, we shouldn't give a Hechsher. Dominica Olam Lidon aluminum kematachas, because aluminum is metal, come on. And then Rabelsky said, "I have another idea." Rabelsky wasn't done. And he says, "Hine b'kli zeh, hachelek hatochin mamish humi plastic lo mi matachas." That the grinder is made out of plastic, and we're not mechayev plastic and tefillah. V'yesh liton shenasa, that it's like a kli eitz with a maimon of barzel, right? Which we've been saying. So shach would say chayv b'tvil without a bracha v'chein nagu. We pass on it to shach like the Beis Yosef. V'kan hol v'sa Kine Hatchina Paulos Rakali there Kotavanel Havli Kamaimichal Sakam Havli Sakanats with Klimatechas. He says, Pashup Shat, you're going to want to tell me it's Chayiv because you have a Maimon of Matechas, and we pass him with a Maimon of Matechas and makes the Kli like a Kli Shal Matechas. And he says the following, Hav Bemis Yesh L'Chalik. Ki Binyan Achavis Shaini Delekal La'itza Shem Kli Klal B'liya Chashukim. He says the difference is that a barrel that doesn't have the rings around it isn't a barrel. It falls apart. Ki Biltam Ein Kan Tzuras Kli L'Gamri. If you have a barrel that had a hole in it and you plugged it with lead, it's not a barrel without that plug. He built the estima and machzek his mind, it won't hold anything. So it loses the shame kli. Avokan hasakinim shame kli aleim b'liya kotav. B'lonos mitzrosim klum el shiyav shar livol b'liya kotav. He says, this is a kli anyway, even without the pole in the middle. It's just that the pole in the middle allows it to rotate. And therefore, if the plastic is a kli without the pole in the middle, so the pole doesn't change the status of that kli. Meaning, what's the whole vart of a maimed? That if I have something that's not a kli without the maimed, so the maimed defines what the shame kli is. That the maimed is going to define that kli is, you know, the barrel is a metal barrel because it's a maimed with metal. But if you have these blades that are made out of plastic and they are a functioning kli, I don't know why you assume they function, but they are a functioning kli. It's just that to, it makes it easy to turn when you have the stick in the middle, the pole in the middle. So the maimed in that case is not going to change the definition of the kli because it's a kli without the maimed. And even if you're going to say that it has the din of maimed, it might still be potter mitvila. Hol vani sakin tzmulus en legambi v'lo nira rak katsa akotav shua maimed. He says you don't see that. You don't see the blades. You don't see the plastic blades. They're totally hidden there in the base of starin. All that you see is the metal bar in the middle. Now, so what's his argument going to be? So says Ravelsky, let's say you have a kli like a Keurig, where the only part that's metal is the coil that's inside in the base of starin. Patari tevila. If the only part that would require tevila is the base of starin, it's patari tevila. What's the vart of maimid? Maimid is, not that the maimid is chashuv, but that the maimid redefines the kli. So says Rabelsky, what do you want to tell me? That the blades, since those blades only work al yaday this metal pole, so mela, those blades are metal. Says Rabelsky, naniach! They're metal, but they're in the base of starim anyway. So if they're in the base of starim, they don't require tevila. Meaning it's not that the metal maimid makes the, it generates a chi of tevila. The metal maimed means, makes it that the kli also is considered metal. But if the blades being considered metal is not going to change anything, because they're in the base of starim anyway. And therefore, Allah yeshu tzadid l'hakav l'chadchila. V'im yaskim imi harav agon ratzvi shechta shlita, yesh l'achshiro ad shiatziyo apipol arishon v'azidpo. I'm willing to be machshir. V'im lo yaskim nanichenu kitesri l'amei kar v'lo nachshirenu. And if Shachter is not masking, then we'll leave it as it was. And he says, and by the way, we should tell them to make a plastic pole in the middle instead of a metal one. You know, just we should speak to the company. So Rav Shachter said, let's leave it the way it is. He was not masked. Why not? I don't know. They don't have that tshuva. They just have Rav Shachter responded that he does not agree that any plastic utensil that requires metal in order to function, that any plastic utensil that requires metal in order to function, even if the metal doesn't touch the food, requires tefillah. Yeah, meaning he doesn't agree with this whole shtickle thing. Meaning if the functioning of the kli is, it's one big kli, and the functioning of the kli is enabled by the metal, so then that whole big kli has a din of the metal kli. So anyway, so that was the labedic back and forth between Rav Shachter and Rabelsky on the topic. Any questions? No? Good. We have time for, yeah, bracha. Let's talk about the bracha.
This seems to assume that a salt shaker isn't a storage kli.
Why? Why would it be a storage kli?
Because you never eat out of a salt shaker, you just put the salt in it.
Yeah, but it's on the table.
Okay.
But it's directly on your food as you're eating the food. And the
I'm
same.
Saying, like, but why is that fundamentally different than.
There's no heter called storage kli. What the Aruch HaShulchan was saying is if it's not used and it's not brought to the table, it's just once in a while you refill your, you know, something from it. Like the big thing of salt in the, you know, the big container of salt is a storage kli. Right? But when you empty, when you put some into a salt shaker, I don't think that that's. Even the big container of salt is probably not a storage kli because women use it directly to cook with, right?
Yeah.
They put it straight into the pot. Yeah. I mean, there's no real din called kleyotza. That's sort of like the invention of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's just he was trying to say that it's not klei suuda. But it's hard to call something that's brought to the table and used in the context of a suuda, not a klei suuda.
It's like a glass ketchup bottle, do the same thing?
A glass ketchup bottle?
Sometimes they sell it in glass bottles.
Yeah, but that would be like the coffee, meaning that would be like a Snapple bottle, like everything else. It would be the chore the same as everything else, yeah. Meaning the type of people don't eat ketchup straight, but they drink Snapple straight. Yeah, I still think it would be called klei suuda. Now, let's go back to Sif Gimel for a little bit. Sif Gimel is very short, Sif. Yivarech al tevilas kli, v'neim shnayim al yosim yivarech al tevilas kli. The text of the bracha is al tevilas kli, but if you have more than one kli, then it should be al tevilas kli. That's somewhat of an unusual halacha. Does this bother anybody? What's the bracha in kviyas mezuzah? So the answer to that question is not, well, how many mezuzahs you're putting up, right? Meaning it's l'kvar mezuzah, no matter how many you're putting up. Lahadlik echanaka, lahadlik ner echanaka, first night, second night, third, doesn't matter, right? It's always ner. Hafrash chala, lahafrish chala min ha'isa. Why not? What if I have two doughs? I have a whole wheat dough and I have a regular dough and Vimapish Chalam separately. Slavish Chalam and Isa. What do you ever have like this? So I saw in Ol Yaakov, he quotes a number of poskim that try to fetch out an answer. But Rabbi Reisman quoted from Rav Pam, that I thought was a much more precise answer. That something that each Maisa you do, one, and then you repeat that Maisa. Meaning you do the Maisa, then you repeat the Maisa. Like putting up the mezuzah, then the next mezuzah. Shechting one animal, then the next animal. So then you say it in singular. But a mitzvah that can be done two at the same time, and often is, then you would change the bracha. And he brought a rabbi. It's a bit of a chiddush, because, meaning, what do you call can be done? If I'm ambidextrous and I have two doorways right near each other, I might be able to hammer in two mezuzahs simultaneously, but no one ever does that, right? And by kalim, I could, you know, sometimes I might take all the cutlery, we'll discuss this also, and put it in a basket and just shake the basket and put it all in at once, or I might do one after the other. But Palm's understanding was that if it can be done at the same time, that's where we say kalim, because it's kalim all at once. And he has a riot from Hilchos Eruvin. Mishabur and Simashin Samachvav Sifkat and Ayin Tes. Mishabur Shin Samachvav Sifkat and Ayin Tes says if you want to use the same food for Eruv Tavshilin and Eruv Tchumin, you alter the text of the bracha and you say Al Mitzvahs Eruvin instead of Al Mitzvahs Eruv. Because you're doing both simultaneously. Now, you could argue it's not a perfect riot because those are two totally separate mitzvahs, right? Those are. And Erev Tchum and Erev Tavshilin have nothing to do with each other. So and that's really Erevin, you know, but Ovir Tzvilas Kalim is all one mitzvah. Or Chashulchan, by the way, says the mitzvah, the minig is to always say Tzvilas Kalim in plural, but the Chacham Sadin, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, say to follow the Shulchan Aruch. What about a pot and its cover? So in Milcha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman, Chedek Beis, Simen Samach Vavos Gimel, says Al Tzvilas Kli, because they're always used together, it has been of one Kli. However, other poskim say, no, you get the pot, that cover could fit a different pot. Right? They say every pot has its lid or whatever, it has its cover, but not really. You can sometimes mix and match. If you're totaling a kli, just get to Ephraim's point before we stop, If you're talking about a kli that requires a bracha together with kelim that are a safek, so the pre chadash, the Simchat Chav Zayin says to say al tvilas kelim. Because al tvilas kelim, first of all, you have the Aruch HaShulchan says that we always do like that. Well, pre chadash obviously doesn't call the Aruch HaShulchan. But you have, al tvilas kelim could be begadol, that in general there's a mitzvah of tvila on kelim. So that's more of an accurate description than al tvilas kli when you're really doing two kelim. Also, the maisa that you're doing is you are being tovel, you are immersing two kelim. You're immersing more than one kli. So it seems as a better description of the maisa that you're doing. Obviously, you should be careful to tovel that which is vadei mekli first, so that the tevila of the other one not be hefsik. There's an interesting discussion in Postman, and this will really close, if a person's going to the mikveh and they bring their kelim with them. Right? So the person's going to go, so just might as well. Right? We'll all dip together. He and all of his kitchen knives and whatever. So does it need a separate bracha on the kelim? Let's say a woman's going to the mikveh and the kelim, her husband was supposed to bring it to the kelim mikveh for the last 3 months and he hasn't brought it. So she decides to bring it together with her to the mikveh. So in the Tshuvas Avnei Yeshba Chelchas and Kuv Chav Zayin, he says that it would be like saying a bar pri adama on a vegetable and then wanting to eat an apple. That even though b'di'evet ha'adama works on an apple, l'chachili you should say a new bracha. So it's possible that you should say a bracha on the kelim first, because in Aruch Chaim Reishit Aleph Sif Gimel, he says that we first say ha'etz before the shakel, because that's a more specific bracha, and that which is more specific is more chashuv. Meaning, we don't say ha'tvilas adam, when it's ala tvila. So even though ala tvila is descriptive of both, say the more exact, precise one, al tefilas kelim, and then on the person. In the Chut Shani, on tefilas kelim, page Lam Ches, says if a woman is only going to the mikvah misafik and not reciting a bracha, she could bring a kli that requires tevila and just say ala tevila. Which is, we discussed last year when we did Hilchasnida, whether that's something that's often done. How often do you have a woman go to the mikvah misafik and not say a bracha? Most of the time we assume she's going to end up saying a bracha anyway. So we do it with gerus. Right, with gerus, we do a tevila without a bracha. If it's a gir l'chumra, you're not going to have a person recite a bracha on the tevila. Okay, so that's it for today. And Hashem, next time we'll get into uman kona b'shvach kli, a guy fixing kelim, and maybe electrical appliances as well. That would be the plan for Wednesday.
Did you ever use that
visa? No, I don't think so. They can't. They have to go to the